And blessings be multiplied to you, precious friend. I'm Wumi Ademola, your partner in the pursuit of intimacy with God. Having the faith of God, my friend, means you have no alternatives. You trust God and God alone for your miracle. Like my husband loves to say, if God is not going to do it, then let it not be done. Having this approach, that is having no plan B and making God your only plan A, is a sure way to remain strong in faith and get answer to prayer all the time. This is the kind of approach that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had when they faced King Nebuchadnezzar as he threatened to throw them into the fiery furnace. They said to him, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If that is the case, that is, if you want to throw us into this fire, our God whom we serve, he is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us. That's faith. He will deliver us from your hand, O king. But listen to verse 18. This is verse 18 of Daniel chapter 3. They said to him, but if not, if God does not deliver us, that doesn't mean we're going to doubt him. Let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the golden image which you have set up. And so these folks here refused to back out on God. They chose to stick with God and to have no alternatives. And if you read the story all the way to the end, you'll discover that God delivered them. God always delivers those who maintain their trust in him and do not look for alternatives. Now be blessed, my friend, as you listen to the continuation of the message, Have the Faith of God.
Don't go and look for alternatives. God does not need help. Remember what I told you earlier on in this teaching. Whatever God promised to do, he's the one that will do it. What he said with his mouth, he's the only one that can do it with his hand. Tell your neighbor, say, don't try to help God. So, you see that Father Abraham, he proved again that he was not really fully convinced. He still had doubt. And as long as you still have doubt, God can't release that miracle. And so we see here, Abraham's wife Sarah bore him no children. And she had an Egyptian maidservant whose name was Hagar. So Sarah said to Abraham, see now, the Lord has restrained me from bearing children. So let's see if this prophecy can be fulfilled with just you. But God knew what he was saying. It was going to be Sarah. But they tried to help the Lord because he had unbelief. And she said, please go into my maid. Perhaps I shall have children by her. And Abraham heeded the voice of Sarah, his wife. So you see that again. And the Bible tells us in the next place that Abraham did this after he dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan. And so 10 years since the promise, Abraham is still wavering in his faith. And because he was wavering, the Lord God couldn't release his miracle to him. James chapter 1 said, let not that man think he will get anything from God. Are you wavering in your faith? Tonight, every remaining element of doubt will die in your life and my life in Jesus' name. And that which the Lord has promised to do will be done without no further delay in Jesus' name. And so you see in Genesis 17, finally the Lord says, look, my son, you are the one keeping me from blessing you. So God tells him in Genesis 17, verse 1, and at this time, Abraham was 99 years old. The Lord appeared to him and said, I am Almighty God. Abraham, walk before me and be blameless. Now, the word blameless, King James translates it as perfect. The word perfect means having no doubt in your heart. 2 Chronicles 16:9, the Bible tells us that the eyes of the Lord, they go to and fro the earth. Go to and fro the earth. He's just looking for somebody whose heart is fully convinced that he can do what he promised them. And then the Bible tells us, put up that scripture, 2 Chronicles 16:9. The Bible tells us he's looking for such people with perfect faith so that he can show himself strong. So finally, God tells Abraham, he said, please, you have been delaying this thing for 25 years. If I leave you to go the way you are going, this promise will not come to pass. And Abraham, I like you. I've proposed in my heart to bless you. But he said, please, you have to be perfect. You have to get to that point of full conviction. You have to get rid of your doubts. God told Abraham this. And then the Bible now, then God now further on reminded him. He said in verse 15, he said, as for Sarah, your wife, you will not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name. I will bless her, reminding him, and I will give you a son by her. Then I will bless her. She shall be a mother of nations. I know she's 90. But I, the Lord, will do it. People of God, look at verse 17. The person that God is still correcting. Look at Father Abraham again. He fell on his face. What did he do? He laughed and said in his heart. Can you see that? Inside of his heart. Shall a child be born to a man who is 100 years old? Still saying the same language for 25 years. He said, shall a child be born to a man who is 100 years old? And shall Sarah, who is 90 years old, bear a child? He said, okay, Lord, what about Ishmael? Just bless Ishmael, I'll be fine. God said, no, you still don't get it. I am God. There is nothing I can't do. Is this your wife, Sarah, that will give birth to this child? Now, somewhere between chapter 17 and this chapter 18, Father Abraham finally got it. He must have meditated. He finally got it. He got rid of all his doubts. As I'm praying that you and I will get it. Because I'm telling you, that is what God is waiting for. Once God can see your heart is perfect, he will show up. But when God is still saying, today I believe, tomorrow I don't, today I'm reasoning in my head, he can't move. But glory be to God, the next chapter, we see that God visited Father Abraham. Father Abraham finally got it. And in Genesis 18 verse 9, we read that the Lord said to him, where is Sarah your wife? And so he said, she's in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return to you according to the time of life. And behold, your wife shall have a son. And look at what he said. Sarah was listening in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old, well advanced in years, and Sarah had passed the age of childbearing. Therefore, this time around, who laughed? Sarah. Sarah laughed within herself. But you will notice that Abraham no longer laughed. Abraham has finally reached the point of being fully convinced. And that's why the age that Romans chapter 4 records that Abraham had 100% faith was the age, not 75, not 80, the age of 100 years old. At this age, the Bible now says that he said, is anything too hard for the Lord? Then he says, at the appointed time, I will return to you according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. People of God, within 9 months, something he's been waiting for 25 years was given to him. If he had reached that point when he was 75, I submit to you, Isaac would have been born at that age. I don't know what it is that you have heard from the Lord. I submit to you, the only thing causing the delay is not God, it's you. Get rid of those doubts. As long as you have a full conviction in your heart, God will show himself strong to you. And you know, one of the things that will get rid of doubt, in the case of Abraham, keep hearing the word of God. That's why the Bible says, you know, instead of you, when things are not going the way you think it should go, instead of you to be taking your eyes off the word and now start looking for alternatives, that is the time you should emphasize the word more. Like the Bible says, that's the time you should put it in front of your eyes. If you notice Father Abraham's case, in all those chapters that we read, there was always a word from God emphasizing, this is what I will do. This is what I will do. Even when in the face of Abraham's doubts, the word of the Lord will still come to him and said, I will give you a son. I will give you a son. That's why the Bible says faith comes by hearing, by hearing, by hearing, by hearing the word of God. Once God has spoken, but twice have I heard it. Some of you need to hear it 7 times. I don't care how many times you keep hearing that word. Keep hearing it until doubt is 100% gone from your life in Jesus' name. Don't just hear it the moment the prophet prophesies it from the pulpit. Keep hearing it. Keep hearing until beyond a shadow of doubt, you just know that you know that you know that you know this thing will come to pass. I don't know how, but I know God will do it. If you still have doubts, you are not hearing the word of God enough. Switch off the news. Switch off. Just keep hearing the word. If you are sick in your body, keep hearing those healing scriptures. Don't consider the symptoms of your body. Keep hearing the word of God. And steadily and surely, your own will not be 25 years like Abraham. But you will get to that point that you are fully convinced. And the day you get to that point, delay is over. And miracle will manifest. Somebody shout hallelujah. In the case of Abraham, Genesis 21:1 concludes this glorious story. And the Lord visited Sarah as he had said. And the Lord did for Sarah as he had spoken. Finish it for me, people of God. For Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age at the set time of which God has appointed him. Stand on your feet and shout hallelujah to the Lord tonight.